to YouTube with the boys. Today is going to be another Singular Boy podcast, but we're gonna get into it. So today I thought it would be kind of fun to just talk about Minecraft and its legacy on YouTube. Minecraft and YouTube are almost like peanut butter and jelly. They have a relationship that's like intertwined for the rest of history, for the future. It's they're never gonna separate, and it's just almost as long as everybody has been a part of YouTube. I mean, everybody has been a part of Minecraft has been a part of YouTube. It's just always been there. It's the biggest. I've said a few times. I've used the statement a staple of YouTube. If anything is a staple of YouTube, it's Minecraft. It is the biggest staple of YouTube. It is just a core concept that will always be there, written in stone. And the cool thing about Minecraft is it just keeps coming back. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And there's so many different ways, you know, you can make videos out of it. People do full-on just gameplay, survival gameplay, speed runs, challenges, you know, sometimes sketches or some sort. It's an infinite possibility. Art, when they make a, you know, crazy builds. It's just something that, one, I feel like anybody can watch, because any young kid can get into Minecraft now. Some older people can play in Minecraft. There's no really, like, you can have play it in different ways. It relates to every age group. You can, you know, get nostalgia from watching it. It really just relates to everybody. And the thing that I think is so cool about Minecraft is there are so many different creators who have touched it. So many different creators who have actually gone in and touched it and put their own, you know, unique mark on the game that is Minecraft. And it's not like it's a fad. Minecraft is not a game that's very repetitive. I mean, it is, but it totally isn't. It comes back in different waves. But you could argue, like, usually when a game it dies and has a rebirth. But Minecraft is even more than that. It's beyond that. Minecraft it's almost like it hibernates occasionally. Like, occasionally Minecraft will go and it'll, like, hibernate, and it'll watch it for a while, and then, boom, someone brings it back, and everybody's having a great time on it, doing totally different things, and reinvigorates your love for a game. Hey, guys, you want to be, like, nostalgic today? Go play some Minecraft. And, it really does all of that. There are just so many people few people I used to watch play Minecraft. The one I think that's probably most memorable for me is I went through a big Minecraft phase watching Dan TDM. And I think Dan TDM is relatively well known. Dan TDM, the Diamond Minecart. And I think I actually first got into him through Happy Wheels, when that was also a big thing on YouTube, when that, like, controlled everything. But I saw him and I was like, oh man, this guy seems funny. And then I eventually got into his Minecraft stuff. And now he did it in a different style. He kind of did it in a sketch thing where he'd have his laboratory, and there was that villager he's friends with. I apologize for all the OG and TDM fans. I can't remember his name at the moment. And he kind of did these skits per sort where, you know, he'd be challenged to do something, or he would try to do something like, fix this, let's play this map. And he made it a storyline between him and his characters, and it was executed really well. That you could kind of just sit back, relax, and watch it. It felt really good. And it's just some of that OG content where you could just, you know, zone out. And it was a good, unique style where there was, like, a storyline. He created a world within Minecraft. It wasn't Dan TDM playing Minecraft. It was, like, his Minecraft character and its story, which I thought was very unique thing to do, and a cool take on the way to play the game. There are some other OGs, like, I didn't watch some as much, but, you know, there's, like, Stampy Cat and others like that who have Captain Sparkles with, speaking of Captain Sparkles, let's go on to another genre of Minecraft, all the Minecraft parody songs. Like, isn't it insane just to think about how on YouTube there's a genre that is Minecraft parody songs that exists, and there are enough of them to be a genre, and that Creeper Aw Man came back, like, what, like a year ago, after being nowhere for so long, and it just comes back, and it's a timeless piece of art, timeless, and those OGs, you know, they're still doing well, and Minecraft has built their YouTube careers, and you see them still kind of going on, playing Minecraft sometimes, playing other games, Vicstar, another one, and it's just good to see them grow into people who, you know, still love games. Minecraft is kind of anybody's game. It's one of the cool things about Minecraft is it's not a very gatekept community. I mean, sure, if, like, you know, some popular YouTubers played it at first, they'll be like, oh, what do you mean you're just playing it for views or something like that, but, like, it really isn't that much of a gatekept community. People are like, oh, yeah, you know, Minecraft's a great game. Like, why not play it? It's not, nobody's trying to keep you out. There's not really, there's a skill gap, but there isn't. You can play it in the way where it requires a lot of skill or it doesn't. And that shows up like a PewDiePie. PewDiePie, he almost single-handedly, obviously, came back with a lot of others. He brought Minecraft back in, last year, I think it was. Was it summer of 2019? When he had never played it before. And honestly, I got so immersed in that series. I'll be the first one to admit that. I mean, it's so interesting seeing someone discover the game for the first time. And you were like, someone just, you know, realize all of this. And he did a great job, I think, even though of, you know, planning out what he was going to do in his videos. He didn't make the end goal just to beat the Ender Dragon, which was, I think, a cool take. His end was just to explore and to see, you know, the reaction of someone, you know, go through, like, the challenges that you've been through before, and you're like, oh, he doesn't know that, like, when the whole comments told him to sleep in the Nether, or, you know, stuff like that, and you're like, oh, like, he's just experiencing this game. That's what part of, like, YouTube is. That's what makes YouTube so great, is seeing someone's reactions and just seeing someone's joy in doing this and kind of get immersed with the game. It's really fun to just lay back and see that. And he added some story elements too, which is, like, you know, Sven getting trapped under the ocean, things like that. All extremely interesting. And then, you know, other people came out and just started doing things like that too. Like, he would laser beam, who had his own separate take on it. He just grew a giant field of watermelons. You had a Minecraft Monday rise out of that, where you had, you know, all these big, top, famous YouTubers and streamers going at it. You had SMP Live, that multiplayer server, which did very well with Carson and friends, and Schlatt and all of them. And it's just all these, I think the best thing about Minecraft, especially multiplayer Minecraft, is you get to see a lot of friends interact. You get to see, it's a lot of friendship involved, because the friendship, their reactions, their interactions, you can make it how you want. It's a very open slate that allows the creator to put their mark on it, and it does very well. And like I said, you know, there was Minecraft Monday, even like James Charles got involved. Who would have ever imagined that James Charles and PewDiePie would play Minecraft together? Like, no one. And then Schlatt, like I said, made very good videos on it too. There are different versions of Minecraft. It just keeps going on and on. And now we've gotten to a year later from that. And Minecraft hibernated for a little bit again. And it has come back in full strength. And a lot of that is a thank, kind of owed to Dream. And Dream, I mean, I honestly don't watch him that much. I'll be fully honest there. I mean, I've seen him on other channels, and like I said, I watched, like, the Dream Tegla Blade fight, but I didn't watch him that much. But then he has, what, risen to, how many subscribers is he at now? How many subscribers? I will look right now and give you a live update. But basically, he has risen from, like, what, under a million to an absurd amount in such little time. It's to the fact that it's crazy and insane. Dream is now at 10.8 million subscribers. And he gets thousands of views from doing his hunter videos, you know, him speedrunning, people hunting him, 27 million views on that one. His different challenges and just trying to be taking the skillful approach of being the best of Minecraft. And it's just, it's fascinating to see how after all these years, where I mean Minecraft came out, what, over 10 years ago now at this point, that it can still boost somebody to this point where they gain millions and millions and millions of subscribers. Like, when was his first video? That would be really interesting to see. His first video was only 1 year ago. And he posted things like, how to get PewDiePie's world seed. I'm sorry, PewDiePie. This cursed Minecraft video will trigger you. That's... it's just incredible that it has this power to leak, you know, last you, and especially young people too. I mean, he probably grew up with Minecraft and now he's getting to do it as a career in a fantastic way. You know, Technoblade around the same age too, doing the exact same thing, becoming skilled at this game, and it's still carrying him to successful. I mean, they both, he won $100,000. I think they ended up splitting it, but still, that's incredible. It's just great to see how a game can really support people on YouTube, how people can do such crazy content with it. And you see Mr. Beast's gaming channel do that too. I know I've mentioned it a few times. Maybe I'll do more in-depth review on that sometime. But his channel, I mean, there's a few GTA sprinkled in there, but Mr. Beast Gaming is primarily a Minecraft challenge channel. I wanted to talk about was SMP Live. No, not SMP Live. Dream SMP, which is another multiplayer server that has recently come out to, and Mr. Beast kind of reminded me of. It's just become so relevant. It's become amazing. The other day on Twitter, I saw, like, Daddy Dream trending, which is not something I would want to see trending on Twitter, but the power of Minecraft through YouTube and streaming just has an interesting effect, and just to see it just kind of stay as almost as stable on YouTube throughout my life as I've consistently watched it is the only way to put it is fascinating. And you have all these people making it great. I mean, Dream SMP has gone the more story route. They've done things where they're trying to make a more storyline, and obviously things are kind of acted out and dramatized sometimes. But their personalities, they do a great job of kind of improving it. And you've seen a big popularity rise in Wilbur Suit, who I think is the one who got, Daddy Dream trending because he said it. And he's over, I think, 2 million subscribers now. And that's crazy to see. It's actually really crazy to see just, you know, people rise that fast. And I think it's all these young kids, too, which is just... it makes me proud of, in a way. I don't know why. I have no relation to them, and they're a little bit older than me, to be honest, except, like, one of them. But just to see all these young, like, people, like, making for a game that's over 10 years old, that's lasted their lifetime, like, their childhood, that's just pretty sick. And you have people going back and doing crossovers, like, Schlatt got involved with the Dream SMP, and he's making appearances like the villain, which he fits, let me tell you, perfectly. And overall, I just want to say it's just insane to see how Minecraft has made its just mark on YouTube for eternally. I want to keep going on. I really do. I could talk about this for a long time since it's been a part of my life for so long. But for some reason, my software keeps getting messed up. So I don't want to, you know, have it cut in and out too much. So thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully I'll get the boys back on, and hopefully maybe a guest soon. I kind of wanted to get 10 episodes down before I started getting guests, or at least trying. So thank you guys so much. I'll see you next Friday. Goodbye.